Dirt Doctor Radio, where you'll get advice and answers from the guy who leads the organic charge. Author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. It's broadcasting coming to you from Georgia today. We've been having a little bit of issue getting the callers on the air, but give us a call and leave your question, and I'll work it in for you as best as I can, and we can talk off the air if we have to. If you want to also go to Facebook and put your question there, I'll answer your questions there. That's a real simple way to go. But the telephone number here is 1-866-444-3478. We're broadcasting from WRGA in Rome, Georgia. We're here for the Northwest Georgia Home and Garden Show in Cartersville, which is not too far from here. And that's just north of Atlanta, Georgia. And we're going to be there. They're opening the doors for the event from 1 till 5 o'clock. I'm doing a talk at 2. And we did a couple yesterday. Had a real good turnout. And a lot of people that have been listening were there and had some good questions. And a lot of people were there who didn't know how to do the organic approach. And so I think we got some new people into converting the world over to organics, which is what we try to do. And we'll continue to talk about some of this basic stuff. But if you have a specific question, go ahead and call. Hopefully we'll get the technical issues straightened out here right away. And if not, put your question both to them when you call in, and they'll get it to me in writing somehow. Or go to Facebook, The Dirt Doctor or Howard Garrett, and check out. We've got a daily tip going on for you there, and a lot of good conversation there. You can go that route, and I'll get the answer back to you that way. So let's see, where were we before? We were talking about this basic thing. We had some questions about certain specific pests yesterday, and I think that maybe the most difficult one that came up kind of leads us into something that everybody listening to me needs to do. And that was a question about squash bugs. Well, squash bugs are one of those pests that are pretty tough to control. And even organic gardeners that have healthy soil and have planted the right kind of plants and are doing everything right will start have an issue with that and squash vine borer. Well, the two things that I recommend for everybody to do across the board is, one, put out trichogramma wasps. And two, put out beneficial nematodes. And it's right now perfect time for everybody, unless you're way far in the north and still frozen in snow on the ground. It's time, no matter where you are elsewhere, to put out beneficial nematodes, because they help control fleas very early in the season. They help control ticks. They help control termites and grubs and fire ants. For those of you in the south, that was a question that came up, a specific question that came up yesterday. But beneficial nematodes are extremely helpful for that. And for vegetable gardening, a lot of the pests that you deal with, including squash bugs and spotted cucumber beetles and wireworms and this pest and that pest, almost all of those insects that give you trouble with your vegetables and your herbs and things like that have at least one of their life cycles in the soil. Their eggs, their larvae, their pupae, sometimes the adults are in the soil for a period of time. The instars, the young grasshoppers, the young katydids, those nymphs, when the life cycle is that way, are in the soil, and they can be attacked and killed by beneficial nematodes. Where you get them, if you're in an area where the nurseries and the garden centers don't have those products in stock, is you do mail order. You can buy mail order nematodes, just like you can buy mail order trichogramma wasp. Hydra Gardens is one place where you can go. Antidote is another one. There's a place that sells trichogramma wasp down on the border in Texas that's called Kunafin Labs, K-U-N-A-F-I-N. I don't think they have the beneficial nematodes, but you can do a search on the internet and find several different places in addition to the ones I just mentioned that sell these things. So the nematodes go out now. The way you put them out is you order them. They send you one, two things. They'll send you a blue sponge, That's what Hydrogardens does. And the nematodes are impregnated in that moist sponge. And you cut it up, put it into a bucket of water, squeeze it out, let the nematodes come out of the sponge, and then you spray them on the property with either a hose-end sprayer, or what I do is put them in a big watering can and walk around and just slosh them out by hand. You don't have to get really perfect coverage for them to do their job. They're pretty mobile. They move around well. And the nematodes need to go out as soon as, you know, the ground's not frozen and there's not snow covering the ground, because you start controlling those pests, you know, a long time before you see them as pests in the garden. The second thing is Trichogramma wasps. These Trichogramma wasps are tiny, tiny little wasps. They're basically microscopic. You can see them if you have extremely good vision, but they come to you on little bitty one-inch squares or on strips, and you'll see little bumps. It looks like a heavy sandpaper, and that each one of those little particles that looks like sandpaper particles is an egg, a moth egg, and inside the egg, each one of the eggs, is the entire life cycle of the Trichogramma wasp. And the adults emerge. The female adult flies over, finds a moth egg, lands on the moth egg, oviposits an egg. The egg hatches and kills that moth egg before it hatches into a caterpillar that becomes a tent caterpillar, a web worm, an army worm, a green worm eating your leafy plants in your vegetable garden. In other words, you kill those caterpillars before they're even born. They never become a pest. You don't have to go and buy BT or spray orange oil or do something else, because they're not going to be there at all. And it works very effectively. And they don't, by the way, harm butterflies. There are some people that will tell you that you shouldn't use those Trichogramma wasps because they attack and kill butterfly eggs just like they do moth eggs, and that's just not correct. The moth eggs are smaller. They have a thinner wall, and it's just how nature's checks and balances and laws work. They don't kill the beneficial things like the butterflies. So those two preemptive things to do are what I recommend for everybody that's in the landscape business, every homeowner, every vegetable gardener, every herb gardener, and you will be fascinated at what a tremendous difference it'll make for the insect pressure that you would have had through the rest of the season. Now, we have organic tools and products to kill the pests that are non-toxic that you can use later on. But if you can prevent them being there in the first place, then you don't have to buy the products and go out and do the spraying and all that kind of thing. So we're going to try. Frank is very patient. I really appreciate it. He called early in the show. Let's see if we'll try one more time here. Frank, are you there? Hello, Frank. Frank is not there, which didn't surprise me a whole lot. He says, what are my thoughts, or what do you know about hydroculture? I'm not sure what that was. Hydroculture, I think, is what he's talking about. When you grow plants with hydroculture or with water gardening, where you have a situation where there's no soil, I'm not a huge fan. You can grow a lot of produce. You can grow a lot of plants, and folks commercially are producing lots and lots of tomatoes. I think that the production is really good. I always have questioned whether the taste on tomatoes, for example, that are grown in a hydroculture situation or aquaculture, if the taste is as good as those plants grown in the soil. You know, I'm such a big soil guy. Everything I talk about is related to the health in the ground, the health of the soil. And to get the proper kind of microorganisms, the bacteria and protozoa and mycorrhizal fungus and all the other microbes that help to fertilize the plant through their waste and their dead bodies, if you're doing a hydro garden type of an operation, you're going to have some microorganisms in the water, But it's going to be a completely different kind, a different population, different species, and the whole thing. And that may be why there's not a good a balance of NPK and trace minerals and enzymes and everything being moved into the plant and produced in the plant when you're growing the plants in water as when you're growing the plants in soil. So it can work. If you go that route, what I would recommend is using liquid. You'd have to use liquid products, obviously, and I'd use compost tea or better still, the entire Garrett juice mixture. It would work fine in a hydroculture or aquaponic kind of a situation. So give that a try. We'll see what the rest of the callers want, and I'll put them on there. There's a small dog food company up near the Red River in Munster, Texas, and it's the one I recommend. My dogs eat only Munster natural dog food. I'm sure that doesn't surprise you by now. Main thing to my dogs is the taste, but Judy and I notice how it makes them look and feel. The absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and the presence of some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time are all important. Some of the Munster products have no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so there's something for everyone. Munster natural pet foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster natural is quality and results in healthy cats and dogs. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area for your dogs and cats.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to asktheplant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's asktheplant.com or call 956-383-0739. BioSI is a leading manufacturer of beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, reduce fertilization needs, and help reduce irrigation needs. BioSI can be used to treat flowers, lawns, shrubs, and trees, as well as herb and vegetable gardens. Water Doctor by BioSI cleans and maintains ponds, lakes, and water gardens. Contact them today at 866-393-4786 or on the web at biositechnology.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
One of the most important organic product manufacturers in Texas is the Medina Corporation down in Hondo, Texas. company's been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products longer than anyone in the business. Medina has quality fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulas. Medina products work by stimulating the soil biology to help all plants. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products that help you spend your budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right at the same time. They have a brand new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food, which is great. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com, and you'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell quality organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you, and got some questions coming in. We haven't been able to get the callers on the air, but some of the questions that are coming in are really good. Apparently, the last caller was not calling about hydroculture, although that's a question that I get a lot, so I was glad to answer that. They were calling about something called hugelkultur. I assume that's how it's pronounced. And it's something that Dr. Fukuoka in Japan has recommended and used for a long time. And it's kind of an interesting concept. I kind of like the basic thought of it. It's burying logs, cut up logs, and you put them in a ditch. You put them in a ditch that you've dug in the ground, and you put them in a kind of like a puzzle, some sideways, some this way, some that way, some a different angle. So you leave plenty of air spaces between these logs, kind of like, you know, cut them up like fireplace length logs. And then you put grass clippings and other compost type materials in around the logs, and then you cover that up with soil and make kind of a berm, cover that up with mulches and that sort of thing, and then plant the fruit trees and various kinds of things. I guess you could plant most anything in between these rows where this stuff is buried in the ground. And what happens is the logs function as website I just looked at real quickly says, of course, that they function as the carbon source, and then the green grass clippings and weeds and things like that would function as the protein. But if it's a log that's from a green living tree, you'd get a little protein and carbon, nitrogen and carbon, you know, in the log as well. And you'd get this real rich biological activity being created in this ditch and out to the side of the ditch. And I guess the theory is the plant roots would go over and take advantage of that material. You do the same thing basically with what we've talked about forever, and that's using shredded tree trimmings as a top dressing mulch, because they break down the same way. They form the same kind of biological activity on the surface of the soil all the way across, because it's used as a blanket rather than just having this wonderful activity going on down in this ditch where the roots of the plants would have to, you know, get over and take advantage of that happening. If you just spread the shredded tree trimmings, which means you're using the same material, it's like a log that's ground up and shredded into material. What you have there is you have more airspace, you have more surface area for the microbes to work on. And I think it would be a better way to go and a whole lot less trouble than digging these great big old ditches in the ground. But anyway, it's an interesting thing. I'm kind of intrigued to learn more about it. It's You could look it up. It's HUGELCULTURE, Hugel culture. And if Dr. Fukuoka, who wrote The One Straw Revolution and has done, maybe he's still alive, I assume he was no longer alive, but he was kind of the organic guy in Japan. And his big philosophy that was covered in his book, The One Straw Revolution, was that you grow all kinds of different food crops together, all mixed together. You don't just have great big acreage of beans and great big acreage of corn, a great big acreage of something else, that you mix these things together and have tremendous biodiversity, and you actually produce more food per acre. And he used total organic techniques. He actually was one of the first, or he was the first that I ever read about, who grew rice on dry land. And yes, it can be done quite easily. The wetland, the flooding got started because it was an efficient way to control the weeds in rice, but it'll grow, especially certain species, I guess, will grow in dry land conditions very well. But he would plant the fruit trees and the rice and the ground crops and everything all mixed together. He was also a very big proponent of encasing the seed in clay before he planted. And what that does is it inoculates the seed with the native microorganisms from the area or from wherever you get the soil, wherever you want it to be from, and keeps the seed protected from being eaten by pathogens or birds or animals in the ground or whatever, and just gives the seed a better start. And that's one of the main things that was also covered in that little book called The One Straw Revolution. And I would recommend highly you reading that book. Susan in Flower Mound is asking about a privacy hedge for really deep shade. That kind of goes along with what we had been talking about earlier to use on the ground plane with the ground covers and ferns and things like that. I can tell you what I do. My place is extremely shady, and we have privacy plants of various kinds. And they range all over the place. We had a bamboo forest in the back when we bought the place. And I wouldn't necessarily recommend planting bamboo because it can become, let's face it, it's more aggressive than Bermuda grass and spreads and becomes a maintenance issue. But if you have plenty of room for it or if it exists, you can keep it like I have. I have a forest of bamboo, and it looks great now. It goes down the hill to a creek area, and it's certainly a privacy situation. The Chinese photinia that I mentioned is a wonderful privacy plant. I do not recommend red tip photinia because it was bred from the Chinese photinia, and it has some flaws of root diseases that end up being manifest as diseases on the foliage and dies away. It can be saved with the sick tree treatment. That's how I invented the sick tree treatment, was on photinia. But I don't recommend it. I do recommend Chinese photinia. Let me tell you a few others I recommend for shade when I come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. Thanks.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. John Kerry is jumping right into his new job. The newly minted Secretary of State is off today on a 10-day, nine-nation tour that will include European capitals and stops in the Middle East. Senator John McCain says President Obama should invite lawmakers to Camp David or the White House to hammer out a last-minute deal to avert deep budget cuts set to start taking effect at week's end. The Arizona Republican telling CNN that Mr. Obama should be talking with lawmakers instead of demonizing them over the looming across-the-board budget cuts. The head of Daytona International Speedway says a huge section of damaged fence that separates fans from the high-speed track will be back in one piece in time for today's Daytona 500, kicking off the NASCAR season. It was torn up yesterday in a violent pileup in another race that injured 33. This is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me. and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-801-9691. 1-800-801-9691. That's 1-800-801-9691. 1-800-801-9691.
With S for Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. At least 33 fans were injured Saturday during the Nationwide Series race when a car flew into the fence at Daytona International Speedway, hurling a tire and large pieces of debris into the stands. Tony Stewart, he slid through the wreckage to win the race, was somber afterwards.
As much as we want to celebrate right now, and as much as this is a big deal to us, I'm more worried about the drivers and the fans that are in the stands right now, because that was, I could see it all in the mirror, and it didn't look good from where I was at either.
The Daytona 500 will be held today. Former Notre Dame linebacker Manti Te'o met with the media at the NFL Combine Saturday, saying he wants everyone to know he's over the embarrassment of an online hoax and he's ready to focus on football.
Whatever team I go to, I'm just going to be me. I'm going to work hard. Just do my best to, you know, help the team win, and, you know, whatever happens, happens.
Nearly two dozen TV cameras and a room full of reporters were capturing every word out of Teo's mouth as he again tried to explain how he was duped into believing a girlfriend that never exists died last fall. This is Esser in Sports. Top 25 play, Wake Forest surprise, second-ranked Miami, 80-65. It was third-ranked Gonzaga, 81. San Diego, 50. Fifth-ranked Florida, 71. Arkansas, 54. Number 11, Georgetown, 57. Eighth-ranked Syracuse, 46. Ninth-ranked Kansas, 74. TCU, 48. Number 10, Louisville, 79. Seton Hall, 61. The NBA Eastern Conference leader, Miami, won their 10th straight, 114-90 over Philadelphia. Sixers coach Doug Collins.
We got careless in the second half. We started dribbling too much, and then the cross-court passes we talked about not making, we made. And when we did, they picked them off. They went down and dunked the ball.
Indiana beat Detroit 90-72. Other NBA winners, Cleveland, Denver, Washington, Atlanta, and the Clippers. In the NHL, Detroit snapped their season-high five-game losing streak, beating Nashville 4-0. Other NHL winners, Washington, Philadelphia, Edmonton, Los Angeles, Montreal, the Islanders, Tampa Bay, Ottawa, St. Louis, Dallas, and Calgary. Jason Day has moved into the semis, the match play championship. He'll take on Matt Kuchar in the semis, while Ian Poulter faces Hunter Mahon. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All right, Howard Garrett, back with you. We are doing a show, but it's a little bit different today because it's being broadcast out great from WRGA here in Rome, Georgia. But for some reason, we can't get the callers to hear me. So what we're doing, okay, they just told me in my headset that we can go to callers, so we'll try one more time. Richard in Dallas, can you hear me? Hello, Richard. Yeah, that's what I was afraid of. He wants to know something about what Marty Whittakin said on my show about protein and carbohydrates. Basically, Marty comes on my show from time to time, and I'm on her show, and we've got a big event coming up that we're doing together, and we talk about the balance of the whole diet. And I think maybe what the caller is referring to is when we were talking about the Wheat Belly book. The Wheat Belly book is a book that talks about getting away from... Richard, can you hear me?
Yes.
You can hear me?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, yeah, I was getting some feedback from, pre-recorded stuff. Okay, I had a couple of questions.
Okay.
The first one was concerning the fertilizing this time of year. I had some Nandinias I called about a month or two ago. I transplanted. And I'm just wondering, you mentioned the fertilizing. Now, I didn't want all the weeds and stuff to get the fertilizer, so I was thinking about, like, poking some holes, you know, maybe 6 inches or more down by the roots and putting some, like, Miracle-Gro. Wouldn't that be better than just putting it on top? And then also, should I cut those shrubs back a third, or is it necessary? I mean, they look, you know, red and, you know.
I think there's one thing to do with Miracle-Gro, Richard. And that's take it back to the store where you got it and get your money back.
Really?
I wouldn't use it for anything.
I've had this for years. It's kind of mostly gone. But it's just Nandini. It's not like a, you know, anything.
Okay,
edible.
Well, putting it in holes like that is a waste of time, really. If you if you do the holes, if your trees and shrubs and things are sick, and we need to apply the sick tree treatment, that's a time to aerate and a time to put holes in the ground. And what you do, though, is you put holes all throughout the root zone.
Right.
And then you broadcast. You don't just fill the hole, each hole up with fertilizer. You broadcast over the whole root system, and some of that material gets down into the holes. And we recommend organic fertilizer and rock powders and sugars like dry molasses and cornmeal and things like that, not Miracle-Gro. It's one of the sorriest fertilizers that's out there, and we don't recommend it in any way.
Oh, okay. Well, the other question I had was concerning crepe myrtles. Now, last summer I noticed I had some transplants. You know, they're like 2 foot, maybe 3 foot high the most, like a whole row of them, like a dozen. And I noticed the ants were climbing on some, I don't know, to get, I guess, moisture from the stems or something. But anyways, and there was like a little white powdered, I don't know, powdered or something on the, you know, the stalks and the branches. Like
on what kind of plants were these?
Crape myrtle.
Crape myrtles. Yeah, that's powdery mildew, and you may have some scale that's working on there. The black stuff that's probably on there too would be sooty mole.
What I recommend
for all trees that aren't doing as well as they should. The first step is to pull the soil off of the base of the plant and expose that very dramatic trunk flare that a crepe myrtle will almost always have. And unfortunately, most of them that have been planted the last few decades have been planted too deep in the ground, and you don't see the flare. And when you have that, that means that the aphids, the scale, the sooty mold, the powdery mildew, all those things will attack the plant. You can spray and kill those things. You can use Garrett juice as a base, add a couple of ounces of orange oil per gallon of spray, and add the product called BioWash, 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 and spray, and you can kill all that stuff, but it'll come right back if you don't fix the flare being exposed. You see what I mean? If the tree's too deep in the ground,
it's
always going to be stressed. It's always going to have the insects and diseases coming back to attack and hurt the plant.
Yeah, they're probably too deep.
You there? Well, that's amazing. We had somebody for a short period of time, and now apparently he can't hear me. So
I can hear you. Okay, well, I'll let you go because it's a bad connection, though. It's kind of breaking up here and there. All right, well, thank you, Garrett.
Thank you, Richard.
Bye.
Okay, guys, next up is how to remove tree of heaven. That's an interesting call. That is a tree that was actually featured in a movie a long time ago. A tree grows in Brooklyn or something like that. Bob, you there?
Yes.
Where do you have this tree of heaven growing?
Well, I called a while back. We have a tract of land in Oak Cliff, and we've cleaned out the privet and all the junk. We've done a tree survey, and we've identified 22 tree of heavens in there.
Uh-huh.
And so they're invasive, and we want to try to get rid of those carefully, but I wanted to know what your thoughts were. And then we're going to be grinding up all of the fallen trees and stuff and into a mulch pile, and we're just trying to work our way back and get the soils right and so forth. But I'd like to get rid of these tree of heavens.
Okay. Do you have other trees growing in the same area?
Yeah, it's a stand of trees, and I know we have to be careful here, so I'm just trying to figure out the right way.
Well, what are the other trees that are growing near the Tree of Heaven?
It's a mix. We have black walnuts, bur oaks, shumardis.
Typical stuff of that area. Mm-hmm. Okay, what I would do, I'd cut the Tree of Heaven down, Elianthus, I'd cut it down flush with the ground. If you hired an arborist, it would be better to do this, but you can do it yourself. If you hired an arborist, I'd get them to cut the Tree of Heaven down, grind it up, and leave the shredded tree trimmings there on your property for you to use as a mulch.
Mm-hmm.
Because
right.
even though it's a trash tree, it'll make a wonderful mulch for you. And then they would use the device called a stump grinder to grind the stumps below ground grade. That will kill each one of those individual trees from coming up. The tree will come up from root sprouts, and it'll come up from seed, though, as you probably already realize. So you have to continue to do this. If you do the work yourself, you cut it down with a chainsaw, drill holes in the stump, fill the holes with honey or some kind of sugar, put some kind of a shredded mulch on top of that, or you can put old tarps or canvas or carpet over the top, either one. What we want to do is we want to stimulate as fast a rotting of the stump as we possibly can. And that process can take, depending on how big the holes are and how many you drill and what kind of sugar and how moist it stays, the stump will rot out anywhere from, you know, a few weeks to a couple of years. So the best way to go is get the arborist to grind it out and be done with it. And that won't hurt your other trees if you go either one of those routes at all. There's no chemical, there's no herbicide or anything like that that I would recommend for two reasons. One, it would contaminate the area and be a problem for your remaining plants and the soil that they're in. But the other thing is it wouldn't do any good. Grinding it out would not cost much more money, if as much, and you'd be done with it and you wouldn't have a toxic situation. And it doesn't sound like he's there anymore. Okay. Next up, hope that answered it. David in Paris, Texas. David, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What's going on?
I prefer hardwood, ground hardwood for my mulch, just like you do. I think that's a wonderful mulch. But I've got about several acres of pine trees and mm-hmm. oodles and oodles of pine needles.
Okay.
And I've heard different stories on using pine needles as a mulch in between the rows of my vegetable garden. Would you speak on that?
Well, the pine needles are fine. I had that question I asked yesterday in the seminar, and it confuses people when they hear me say that I don't like pine bark because it won't
right.
stay in place and it has these natural chemicals that cause problems for plant growth and everything. But interestingly enough, the pine needles don't have that problem.
Do they increase the acidity?
They do, but you have a pretty acidic soil there anyway, or the pines wouldn't be growing at all. They will not increase the acidity to the point where it causes a problem. My dad had a
They're a wonderful mulch because they interlock with one another.
That's right. They fuse together and they stay in place, behave
yeah.
themselves. No, I think it's a great mulch, and especially when you have pine trees on the property because it looks appropriate.
All right. Good. That's all I had.
Okay. Great.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. And y'all need to hang that up for me back in Dallas because I can't do it for some reason here. John in Crowley is next up. Hello, John.
Hey, Howard. How you doing? Hey, I called earlier and I wasn't able to communicate with you, but
well,
you answered.
For being patient.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Well, I listened to your answer, and it was about blueberries. And one thing that I didn't get communicated to you was these are not going to be in the ground. I've got some big containers I'm going to put them in.
Okay.
So the part that I didn't get to hear your finish was you made a comment you could go to all this effort for the soil, but if you don't water them with the correct water, well, I get water from a rural water system, so What would you recommend for the water?
Ideal would be to run the water through a carbon filter first
mm-hmm.
and then inject, and some of the commercial blueberry growers do exactly this, inject Garrett Juice Plus into the irrigation.
Okay.
You know, very, very diluted. You don't need to do it heavily at all. And you can do it very, very diluted, and if you don't have quite as good a production as you like, kick it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's going to do two things. One, it's going to improve the quality of the water and eliminate the carbohydrates and the alkaline situation, if there is any there at all, and there probably will be. And it'll put trace minerals and enzymes and fertility into the water as well. So you're doing a little injection fertilization as well as neutralizing the water.
And you would recommend the injection versus just the drench?
Well, if you You can do either one, but the most efficient way would be to actually inject it in there so it's going in very diluted every time you water. Mm-hmm. You don't have to. You can put it in separately, but you're going to have to be a little bit more careful about doing it to prevent any kind of buildup of the things that would be a problem for the blueberries.
Okay. Now, you're talking about carbon filtration. Are you talking about reverse osmosis type?
No. Reverse osmosis takes everything out.
Okay.
Carbon just takes out the worst stuff, you know, the chlorine and some of the big bad stuff. It's not going to completely solve the problem, but it's going to improve the water to a point, and then adding the Garrett Juice Plus to it is the finishing touch.
Okay, because I have access to quite a bit of the reverse osmosis water.
Well, that's okay. It's just taking all the minerals out, so you'll use a little bit more Garrett Juice. I'm going to have to run. If you had something else, they'll keep you on hold. I'll be back right after this. This is Howard Garrett.
Did you know that two of the top five most prescribed drugs in this country are for digestive disorders? It's a fact. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. One of the questions I'm most frequently asked is how to relieve and eliminate digestive discomfort. Many people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, or gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort, relieving uncomfortable symptoms. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for healthy digestion and overall good health because it's backed by 25 years of research. This exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance by correcting the root cause of digestive issues. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs. If you are a grower, farmer, rancher, landscape contractor, or homeowner who expects excellent results, convenience, and to save money, then you need to visit naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Once again, naturalorganicwarehouse.com. The Natural Organic Warehouse. Organic programs and products that work.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com to find a store near you.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
There's a small dog food company up near the Red River in Munster, Texas, and it's the one I recommend. My dogs eat only Munster natural dog food. I'm sure that doesn't surprise you by now. Main thing to my dogs is the taste, but Judy and I notice how it makes them look and feel. The absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and the presence of some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time are all important. Some of the Munster products have no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so there's something for everyone. Munster natural pet foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy cats and dogs. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area for your dogs and cats.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. Telephone number, and by the way, we can get the callers on the air now. So jump on board here at 866-444-3478, and we'll chat with you the rest of this hour and another hour as well. I was looking at Facebook, and the question about the plants to use as a screening plant in shady conditions, I need to finish up a little bit. The group in general of hollies, there's a whole bunch of upright hollies that will work in a shady situation and be a great privacy kind of a screening. Nellie R. Stevens Holly, Mary Nell, Wirt Wynn is a good one. The Needlepoint Holly, there's a whole bunch of holly. So look at that whole group and pick out the leaf size and berries and so forth that you would like. The other group in general to look at that would work well are the viburnums. And there's a whole bunch of viburnums. There's some deciduous ones that bloom beautifully, and there's evergreen ones. There's some that have great big, long crinkled leaves. The leather leaf is that one. I like that one personally a lot, but there's a lot of viburnum choices, so look at that group. And then also look at the abelias. The abelias are evergreen to semi-evergreen. They're better in full sun, but they can take a fair amount of shade. I have some at the office that were there when we bought the place that are the old regular abelias, and they're growing in shade, get very little direct sun, if any, all day long, and do very well. So that's kind of a starting point for you to figure out some good screening plants for shady areas. Let's go to Pilot Point. I think Larry has tried to get in with us before. Larry, are you there?
I am.
What can I do for you? Thank you, sir.
thank you for the advice on how to cut the limb off. But am I too late to cut that limb off? I'm expanding a garden, and it needs to be in full sun.
No, this is actually a pretty good time to do it. Go ahead and do it right away.
Good. One other short question. I've been to the website for the Texas Soil Testing Lab, and I have two gardens that I want to test and my lawn. My question is, what tests do I want for those?
Well, you're talking about Texas Lab down in Edinburgh, Texas?
Exactly.
Texas Plant and Soil Lab in Edinburgh. Yeah, that's the only lab I really recommend because of the kind of testing that they do, and they also give organic recommendations. What you want to ask for is their basic test, Larry, that includes the trace minerals. Getting the trace minerals identified as what's there and what's available to the plant, I think is as important or maybe more important than the NPK, you know, the big numbers. So ask them for that. It's the basic test, carbon dioxide extraction test is what it will be, which means that it copies how a plant roots access the nutrients from the soil. And they'll give you recommendations. Tell them you're organic. If you send a copy to us or tell them to send a copy to us, you know, I'll be glad to comment on it. They do a great job on that. They also do tissue sample tests. Once you're into doing what they recommend or I would recommend and your plants are growing and maybe you want to see if they could do even better, you can send them tissue samples. And they'll tell you how to do that. And they can then do a test of the petioles, the stems of the leaves, and tell you whether the nutrients that are allegedly in the soil are actually getting into the plant or not. And it's more of a tool for people that are professional growers than homeowners, but it's just a possibility for you if you really want to know how to fine-tune your fertility program. Okay. Well, I guess he went away. Larry, you still there? Okay. Y'all leave him up. I think I can cut him off now here, too. So Janice is the next one up in North Richland Hills. Hello, Janice.
Yeah, thank you, Howard. And by the way, I've used your beneficial nematodes and all of those, and I can tell people that I've never had webworms because of all the things you tell us to put in the air and on the ground.
Oh, great. It really does work, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it does. I've been growing tomatoes for years, both in the spring and the fall. Mm-hmm. I put them intermixed among my hedges in the front, you know. So I've been digging holes for years and years, but now I'm older. I can't dig many holes anymore, but I want to do a bed about 10 foot by 10 feet. This is black clay soil, okay? What are the basic things that I can put if I don't have to use my fork more than 2 inches deep because of my bad knees? What can I put on top? What kind of soil should I do to make me a small vegetable garden?
Same thing I recommend if you could go deeper, a little bit deeper.
Okay, tell me what.
Okay, compost, rock, and sugar, those three things. And compost, I just put as much as you want to buy and put out. I'd put at least 2 inches, and you could go up to 5 or 6 inches. On the rock powder, get some lava sand and just throw enough lava sand, figure enough when you buy it to cover the ground red.
Yes.
And then on the dry molasses and the cornmeal, kind of the same thing. Put out about... in a 10 by 10, 100 square feet, put out about 1 to 2 pounds of dry molasses and cornmeal. Work that into the surface, plant away, and then mulch around your plants with some kind of shredded cedar that you can buy in bags.
I know that. Okay, compost, though. What do you mean by that? Because it comes in all kinds of things and useless sacks.
I'm going to have to put you on hold and talk the next hour. I'll be back for one more. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The number is 866-444-3478. We'll talk more right after this.